Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, that is funky right there. That's the way we do it on the ATAZP show, y'all. Blog Talk Radio. I am AC, the Ed McMahon of the ATAZP show, y'all. Hey, and we do it funky. We get funky with it. I'm talking about funky, funky with it. Hey, I'm going to let y'all know what the show is all about. Hey, we interview starving artists. Hey, we do it all. Whether you're starving or whether you're out there or not, we going to interview you. If you're willing to do the interview, we going to do it on this show here, baby. We also talk to pimps. Yeah, I said it. We talk to pimps. And not only do we talk to the pimps, but, hey, we got to talk to the hoes, too. Hey, and ain't that, we don't discriminate. And not only do we talk to the hoes, but, hey, we talk to women with the ice picks. And see, you got to listen to the show to catch in on that inside joke, baby. Oh, let that beat ride right there. T-A-Z, let it ride. That's funky, baby. That's funky.
ATAZP. This is ATAZP Urban Committee Radio with your guest host, TAZ, guest host Steve Leslie. D Lovely, are you on? I'm having a problem with the switchboard. You see it already.
I'm here.
And tonight, we got Mr. Terry James in-house. Terry, are you on the line?
You know it. Your boy's here.
Hey, man. It's been a minute since I talked to you, actually, you know, without on Facebook, actually talking to you live in real time. I remember the first time you came to the house with Destiny Hunt, who's a gospel artist, and y'all came over and recorded a couple of tracks. I think you came over twice or maybe once. I'm old and I don't forget.
It was only once. I remember that night quite well.
Yeah. And you were singing background for and whatnot, so you stepped out on your own. I talked to you one other time a couple of years back and gave you a beat so you could do a song. But I didn't talk to you personally again. We did it by way of the internet through Facebook and through email. And this is the first time I'm talking to you, brother. How you been, man? It's been about, what, 4 or 5 years since I've seen you in person.
Yeah, I've been pretty good. Just living life, you know. I think when I first met you, I was still working on the last season of the television show I had at the time, which was Youth of Atlanta. And after that, it kind of fell apart. Since then, I've been doing small stage plays and just releasing songs here and there. So that's pretty much been just what I've been doing. I kind of took a break for the last 2 years, and then at the beginning of this year, I decided it was time to pick myself back up and start going to work.
All right.
So what made you decide just to step out and just say, we're going to put this brand out, I'm going to put my stuff out?
I love music. And I was tired of having nothing to do, just to be, you know, point blank about it. I had nothing to do. And since I love music and I feel like I have a talent and I have a gift, why not put it out there? Because I did it for other people. I was doing backup, like you said. I got tired of it. I want my own stuff. I don't want to be labeled with anybody else anymore.
Right, right. And you sing You sing R&B, am I correct?
I am trying to fuse R&B and pop together because I don't want to fall under one genre, especially, you know, with the current trends. Everybody's starting to sound alike, so I don't want to fall. I don't want to put myself under one genre. I don't want to sound like somebody else.
He almost made me stand up on my chair, DJ, when he said everybody sounded alike.
I know. I heard him. I thought about that. That's great.
Brother, I gave you a radio hug right there. Thank you. I am sick of it, too. So, yes. Thank you. So, the song, The Sky, because you sent me two versions. I got the real version that you wanted to play. Hopefully, I do. I'm looking at it, and hopefully, I do. The Sky, what is that song about?
The Sky is signifying my loneliness, because I've been single for almost 2 years now, and I am the type of person, I don't have hang-ups, you know, whether she's a Capricorn, Gemini, you know, most people look into signs, oh, well, you know, this sign won't go with a Capricorn, this, that, and the other. I don't have hang-ups about that. And I personally believe that everything in life has to be designed within the galaxy. I love the stars, so I had to throw that in there, too. I want to find a love that's destined by the stars. That, you know, the right time, the right place, just the right moment, everything. And that gave me the inspiration for that.
This is Terry James with the song The Sky.
happening? This is Gary Fustin hanging out here with my man, T-A-Z, keeping it live on ATAZP.com.
ATAZP, that was the sky. Was that the right version, Terry?
That was the correct version. That was the correct
okay.
version.
Okay, thank the Lord. I hope it's the right one, bro. I like that song, man. You singing a little love song there. Yeah, I like that song. That, and the vocals was tight. Who did the music? Did you do the music?
No, actually, the writer, my current composer, his name is Roger Anderson. He comes out of Sweden. He's writing all my tracks. He did Exceptional Air. He did Into the Future. He did Real. All of these songs he's sending to me, you know, via email daily. And we work back and forth.
Okay,
that's
cool.
Impressive.
Yeah, that's cool. That's cool. Miss D. Lovely, how did you feel about that song?
Well, you know, I really like it. I like that it had such a soft and quiet tone. It's one of those songs you can listen to in the dark and feel like you're right there. And that's really nice. That's a nice way to feel.
Wow. I thought you said, wow.
She got me excited.
Jay,
do you write all your lyrics? You write them all?
I write all my lyrics. I do all of the vocal arrangements myself. And to be honest, I'm doing all this from home. I don't go to a studio. I'm doing it from a simple USB condenser microphone. Everything except for the music is me. And I do write music. I just don't have the capabilities to right now. I have one song that's going to be on the project. It was written by me on piano. It is me playing the piano. It's very intimate, but I'm going to leave that for the album because I don't just want to throw that out there.
So you do write your own music. Okay. Nice.
And where do you get your inspirations from about writing?
Well, to be honest, my inspiration is found in my dreams. They're vivid, they're colorful, and full of life. And I want my dreams and my train of thought to be put into my music. I could be inspired just by waking up in the morning and seeing the sunrise or going to sleep at night and hearing the crickets. That is my inspiration. I also draw a lot of my energy from musicians past, all of my influences, Stevie Wonder, the Jackson Family in general, my dad and his band, The Creations, didn't get a better chance to hear any of their music or a lot of their music, but from what I have heard, it inspires me.
Cool. The song Exceptional Air. I've been waiting to, I don't play none of these songs. When I get them, I wait to the show. And I need to find out what is Exceptional Air all about.
What is Exceptional Air? Exceptional Air is me. I've always thought of myself to be as exceptional because out of my friends, I have the old soul. Two, I'm the logical thinker. I was the guy that everybody ran to when they had problems because I had something wise to say about it, as opposed to just jumping the gun and saying the wrong thing. And I wanted to put that into a song form and make everybody else feel like they're an exceptional heir. If you're exceptional, if you decided that you're going to be a leader and not a follower, then you're an exceptional heir. If you decided, you know, if everybody, you know, wants to jump off the bridge, I'm going to be the one guy to stand on the bridge. I'm going to be the one guy that speaks differently from everybody else, and I'll be exceptional. And then I just feel that because my dad was a musician, my mother sings, I am an heir to music.
All right. Exceptional Air. I've been waiting to hear this one. Here it is by Terry James. Thank you. that exceptional air, like real high up in the air. I was like, that was it.
Yeah.
I was like, whoa. Hey, I was thinking.
I love that. That is my favorite song. I've made
you
it
heard,
my first.
You heard that, DJ?
I did.
Just to let you know, it was him.
Okay, I knew it wasn't you. I knew it wasn't you.
That was me.
No, it wasn't me. Not me.
No, you couldn't have done that. You, yeah.
No, I could have done that. Yeah. I could have done that standing from the Twin Towers.
I know.
I couldn't have got that high. Oh, man. I like that song. And I was thinking while I was playing, man, how did you run into the dude that does the music? How did you run it? It ain't like you was walking in Sweden and just bumped into him. Oh, you do music? I do music too. Let's get together.
No,
you
nice.
Know, I know you didn't do it like that.
No, actually, I was preparing a couple months back. I was preparing for a play that I had done before. It was going to be redone, and it kind of fell through. But the director of the play had his son. His son wanted to do original songs for the play as opposed to doing other people's songs. So he sent me a track, and I did it for him. And then his son contacted me and said, you know, oh, my God, I love your writing. I love your arrangement. And he said, well, if you really like music, you really like tracks, go to this website called rockbattle.com. That's www.rocbattle.com. And I went there, and I searched for days and days and days, and I could not find anything that was suited to me because I love newer sounds. I hate repetitive things. And I heard this song, and the name of the track was Exceptional. And at that time, I was already preparing to write something along the lines of it. So when I heard it, I contacted the guy. I said, man, I just love this. I'm going to try and write something to it, and then I'm going to send it to you when it's finished. And when I sent it to him, he was like, damn, that's just fire. And I'm like, wow. Thank you. So I re-recorded it and turned it into a full song. And after that, he and I started back and forth, and he just started sending me stuff. And he was like, you know, man, I just love your work. I want to keep writing for you. And I was like, sure, if that works for me, you know, because that cuts a lot of my work out of there. So,
yeah,
you know, he's a trooper. He's a trooper because he works really hard. Just like with the Sky, when he sent it to me, he said, I sent you this a couple months back, but it wasn't ready, and I just wanted you to hear it again. And then once I did the demo for it, he fell in love with it. He fell in love with it. So he's actually taking it again and trying to make a remix out of it. And he's done the same thing with Exceptional Air. While I'm on here, I'm going to plug the remix for Exceptional Air. The remix is going to be out June. Me, Slim Sinatra, who is my brother down in Fort Walton Beach, Florida, he's rapping on there. And I got my girl, Donna D. She's going to be on there with me. Great track coming out. So if y'all love Exceptional Air, you're going to love the remix even more.
All right.
Yeah, I've seen that when you was on Facebook, when you had the song. I listened to your brother's song. I liked it, too. I heard
it. Yeah, I love
it. I've seen you three guys talking.
Fan, but I love Slim Sinatra. That's my boy right there.
Okay, Step Into the Future, which is the last song. Go on and explain that, Terry.
Step Into the Future is my way of telling all, it's kind of a follow-up to Exceptional Air. It's telling everybody, you've heard the past, you've heard, you know, the songs that sound alike, everybody's just talking about what they're doing in the bedroom is getting old. Step up and step into the new generation, because while they steadily talking about they, you know, spitting fire, I'm swallowing the rain and putting fire out. I don't have to do it with my words. I'm doing it with the rain that I swallow. So it is my second anthem because I tell people, you know, when I feel like they're just out of whack and they just caught up to everybody else, step up to the future because that's where I'm at. Get on my level. It's pretty much saying that.
Again, bringing you
Listening to it, it reminds me of Germany, really overseas, because I can hear this at the club overseas, baby,
wow.
Right now. I'm serious. I mean, it's got that overseas touch and style, and plus, it also reminded me of Terrence Trent D'Arby, and I'm not just saying his name, but I know who he is because we was in the Army together, and
when they
used to practice upstairs in the day room, I used to hear them. And you got that same sound he had. I mean, that's the thing. You remind me of Terrence for real, because I, me and him, every time we seen each other, we used to just cuss each other out. Punk-ass Jeter, punk-ass Darby. That's how we did it. That's how our greeting was. But I did tell him, man, I love the music because I wrote music then. So, I mean, I listened to him, and it sounds just, I mean, you got that same sound. I mean, as you grow and progress into your sound, I can almost see you just sounding like him almost, because that's the way he sounded at first when we about your age, matter of fact. So continued success to you, Terry. Keep doing your thing. I want you to give the people your information on where you can be reached or how people can hit you up or get some of the songs too.
Exactly. Well, as it stands right now, the songs are not available for download, but if you want to listen to them, everybody check it out. You go to soundcloud.com/exceptionalair, and you can find all of my singles there, including some that were not played today. If you want to find my website where you can contact me personally, you can go to www.wix.com/TerryJamesOnline/AgainTerryJamesMedia. Also, you can hit me up on my Facebook. That's facebook.com/Terry.James1. Thank you so much for having me on your show, TAZ. Again, If you didn't catch that before, it's wix.com/TerryJamesOnline/TerryJamesMedia. And Facebook, facebook.com/Terry.James1.
Well, thank you, Mr. James, Terry James. D-Love, do you have any last words for Terry?
I'm just impressed with your skills right now, and I'm looking forward to seeing and hearing more.
Oh, I don't plan to stop. I won't stop until the world knows my name.
All right. Well, that's where you got to go. Keep going.
Thank you.
Terry, when October comes and lands, I'm going to have to get up with you. You still live in the A, right?
Of course, quite naturally. This is the new Hollywood, so I'll be here.
When you come, well, when I had the house party, I'm going to call you to come through, bring some of your CDs, and folks will be buying them. And you perform a song or two, and we'll do it at the house party in October. I'll be contacting you, though.
Keep me posted. I'm always ready.
All right.
All right, then. Thank
right.
you.
It was good to have you. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
832, area code 832. You on ATAZP Live Z Talk, baby.
TAZ, this is Reggie Hamilton.
Yeah, I knew who it was, man, but, you know, that's the formality we got to go through. That's how we does it and does it. You understand? Now, Reggie Hamilton is a friend of the show, been on the show two times, if my old memory serves me correct. How you been? You been on tour, too, dog. Wait a minute. Now, DJ, this cat been on tour.
Oh, okay. That's what we like to hear.
Tell us about the tour, Reggie.
The tour, the 430 Experience, will be coming to a city near you starting late this fall. So far, tentatively we got New York, Philadelphia, Memphis, and Atlanta agreeing for us to come, trying to get more. And we'll see definitely what's what. Come there and do a fun-filled jam night, have fun and meet and greet with the fans and just hang out and relax and chill. So it's going to be a great time, great night. Definitely ask everyone to join the 430 Experience for 20% off of all the products, all the events. You become members, you get free material from me, direct from the source, and check out some of the new materials, the new products, like the 430 Cologne and 430 Perfume that we have out in stores now. So definitely become part of the family and enjoy the experience.
DJ, if you're friends with Mr. Reggie Hamilton on Facebook, you would have seen the promo he did for the cologne that he had. I seen it when I was on. Yeah, just go on when you get on Facebook, just tap on his shoulder and ask to be his friend.
I will. I'll
send it out. Reggie, when you come through Atlanta, I'm going to be there. So you just reach out and let me know when you're going to be there, and I'll be there.
Will do.
Yeah. Now, the music that you sent me already played. So I went back on one of my Reggie Hamilton CDs and I pulled up three cuts that I liked on the CD too.
Okay.
And the first one I'm going to play is When You Need a Love, which is like, I think it was the first jam that I ever heard. When G. Wright told me, go check you out. That was the first song I heard. I was like, man, that's a bad song. I ain't need to hear no more. So this is like one of my favorites. When You Need a Love. Reggie is blowing on this thing for real. This is Mr. Reggie Hamilton. I'll let him talk about this song after we play it.
Thank you. Yo, what's up? This is Mr. BUGC, and you are listening to, in my opinion, the best radio show on the net today, ATAZP, recorded live. And if you get a chance, swing on over to AustinJeter.com and listen to the second best radio show on the net, the Giggy and Bug Show. All right, y'all stay cool. Peace out.
Okay, Reggie. I'll let you explain the song, even though I know the answer to it. You did everything on it. I already know the answer, but I'm going to let you explain the song. Because, hey, man, that's a bad jam right there, though. I'm about to play that at the house party. We get ready to slow it down now. You need a love. You need to find you somebody.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, I love that song. I love that song, man. So explain how you came up with the concept and exactly what you did on the song.
The concept of the song is actually, I wrote the song when I was actually 14 years old. Wrote the lyrics of it. And years later, after putting it on the shelf, I actually came up with some music, and the rest is history. Went into the studio for like 5 hours and just laid everything out. And actually, just from that point, the song has progressed and been like a flag song for me over the years. All music, all vocals, production, engineering, everything is done by me. It's a blessing to have the gift that God has given me for that. But, you know, it's the point of the joy that it's actually brought other persons who's listening to it. For example, one young lady named Margaret, who's actually a friend of mine on Facebook, who lives in Australia, Melbourne, Australia. She says she actually plays this song for her clients who are mentally challenged. And this song actually lulls them to sleep and relaxes them. So that was a blessing just to hear from her to say what the effect of this song actually does for persons around her down in Australia. So it's an honor. It's an honor.
It's definitely
bad dude.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a bad dude though. Every time I listen to him, I stay here impressed. And you needed a love when you was 14.
I started kind of early.
That's the man. That's all I gotta say. He's the man. So what else do you have going on? I know you have many different venues along. You just don't do music. You got a couple of things going on. I want you to explain everything.
All right. There's a nonprofit organization which is called Welcome to Forever Incorporated. You also have the investment group, which is called the Renaissance Group. You can find all of these on the website, welcometoforever.com. That's welcome with the number 2forever.com. There's also the Fragrance Switches, which was just launched on my birthday, April 30th.
Oh, happy
Fragrance
birthday.
430. Well, thank you. The fragrance is 430 for men and 430 for women. Are currently available in 2,500 vendors here in the U.S. and 236 countries overseas. We're currently in negotiations with other retail sources that we will later expose. We won't let that cat out the bag yet, but that will be coming up later on this summer, which will be a big boost for 430 fragrances and also for the persons who actually purchase the fragrance, because it's also an investment where you get residual income from everything that's sold from the fragrance as an investor. So you get a residual check from me every quarter. So it's not just so much a purchasing of fragrances, an investment in yourself. And you with the fragrance, you also get free music and free share of stock in the company. So it would be something to truly partake in. Currently, there's been a negotiation for the past 10 years for Z Music Productions and Trio Productions to finally team up to Memphis, Tennessee boys finally getting together and working on music. We have an array of over 100 songs to produce that we've already set on the table, and that starts production as of next week. New York, I'll be coming up there soon to have the first of the many 430 Experience music mixes for the members only. So if you're not a member of 430 Experience, go online to welcometoforever.com, join. You only can get what you can get as a member. If you're not, you're missing out on the great thing. So
right.
There's a lot of things coming forth. The new CD, Evolution, will be out, and Taz, your joint will be on it. So just to let you know.
Okay.
So there's going to be a lot of great things coming forth with the 430 experience. So everybody just brace yourselves and join up, and you never know who can pop up and who's part of what's what. It's going to be a great thing.
I've got 100 songs to produce.
100 songs to produce, and we're actually working on those now. The first single will be coming out later on this early fall, late summer, early fall. So you'll be seeing the first of those experiences coming out.
Wow.
They got 100 songs, DJ.
I'm my mouth is open, but I mean, I hear you. That's amazing.
It's for real. That's
just our collaboration. That's just our collaboration. I already have 500 on my own. So you got a lot of stuff that's sitting in the vault waiting to be coming out, and only members will get that information. We'll get those songs. They will not be released to the public. There'll be members-only material, parties, mixes. You can get free stuff from me and free stuff from collaborations that come through me and any person that I'm affiliated with. So if you're not a member, hey, you're missing out.
Wow. Now, the fragrance, you said it's called 430?
Mm-hmm.
You said your fragrance? 430 Experience.
430
Experience. Now, where does that name come from?
430. It actually comes from my birthday, April 30th.
Oh, okay. So
but
you really
deeper,
did use your birthday. Okay.
Exactly. And it also has a deeper meaning that 4 is a number of foundation spiritually. 3 is a number of trial.
Mm-hmm.
And 0 represents the omnipotent one. So with that infused all together, you stand strong in whatever you are, whatever your faith and whatever your belief is. Though you're going to have your trial in whatever you try to do, because we as black people, some of us, get to the point of trying to tear down another who tries to build up themselves.
Oh.
Then you have the omnipotent one who always surrounds you, protects you, and backs you in whatever you're trying to do, as long as you do what he said to do. So with that, you step forward, step with your head high, chest out, step lively, and step forward brightly into your future and create your 430 experience. Whatever your experience may be, let it be a positive one where it changes somebody's life, where it influences somebody's life, where you make a positive deposit in someone's life by doing what you do. Hence the whole concept of the 430 experience and the 430 fragrance.
I love it.
Now, DJ, you see how deep he is? That's how come they doing 100 songs. He can do 100 songs this month. I know. The passion, because when I was doing music, I was the same way. I did 100 songs a year. I mean, I know he can do it too. So I know the passion is there. So, brother, when I meet you in Atlanta, don't come off all deep on me. Just shake my hand give me a dap. You know what I'm I ain't trying to think.
Wow.
Renaissance. The song Renaissance. Explain that, Reggie.
Renaissance was all about change. Change from the bad to the good. Whatever metamorphosis you're going through, whatever changes need to become, whatever negativity you need to let go of, internally or externally coming to you. Let it go. It's time for a change. Here's your renaissance. Evolve high and do what you need to do, despite what people say, what people think, what you think of yourself. Make a renaissance. Make a change. At that point, I guarantee you, you'll find that love within yourself. And when you find it, it's all gravy from that point.
Renaissance by Reggie Hamilton.
Thank you.
Okay, Reggie. After you got through doing this song, you threw that keyboard away because you was tearing the hell out the boards, man.
You burn it up.
He put a hurting on them boards. My nephew in the chat room, who got his own radio show as well, he said he's jamming and he was really feeling your beat, man.
Is that Mr. Book?
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Not bad for a brother to try himself out of place.
That's all right.
That sounds good as heck, man. And you know, one of my coworkers had told me. He said, "You find yourself when you're young, you like everything that's fast and fast. But as you get older, you like that music with no words in them." He was talking about some jazz. So as I got older, I love some music without no words in them. I like that, man. That was bad. Give your information out to the people so they can contact you, hit you up, and participate in all the stuff you got going on.
Okay. You can actually participate in the 430 Experience and Reggie Hamilton and everything thereof at welcometoforever.com. Again, that's welcome with the number 2, forever.com. You can sign up to become a member of the 430 Experience, check out the music, books, and the investment group, and also the nonprofit organization. You can contact me personally at ReggieHamiltonOnline@yahoo.com. I'll be more than willing to converse, interact, produce, co-produce, write, and whatnot for other musicians and other artists. It's always good to have a collaboration, a source of collaboration of minds, spirits, and souls. Look forward to the tour coming forth and more music coming forth from here on out. There's at least 500 experiences already done and 100 more being done this year. Get ready for those experiences to be released starting in the fall. Just embrace yourself and join the club and you'll find out more. As we proceed, get in the tank and let's roll.
All right.
I'm going to tell you, brother, I love the music first and foremost. You know, I like what they do. And I like everything that you got going on, very deep, always thinking. I can feel the energy from your mind all the way here in the A, for real. And I mean, I really can feel it because you're always thinking, you're always on top, coming up with something new all the time. And that's what I like about you, brother. Keep on doing it. God bless. And thank you for coming on the show.
Well, wait, you
I
have to tell us where we can, what stores the fragrance is in so we can share the experience.
Okay.
The fragrances right now, you can actually go to Barnes & Noble. You can actually go to FYE, go to many other retail vendors there. QVC will have it later this summer. We're already working on some deals with them. You will see it in Macy's, Nordstrom, Kohl's, and various other retailers such as that later on this fall and this winter. Those are already in negotiations for the past year, waiting for the release of everything to actually take full force, and you will start seeing me pop up everywhere. But for your discount, you know, we love discounts. Go to welcometoforever.com.
You just said a magic word.
Purchase it online at welcometoforever.com. Be the first ones to get it. And with that, start the revolution because stores will have their increase, of course. Everybody needs to make their money. But, again, you're investing in yourself when you purchase the fragrance. You get a free CD. You also get one share of stock in which you also have the option to purchase more stock into the company. And that one share of stock actually equates to 48 other companies that are forthcoming. So it's not just the fragrance you're investing in. You're investing in the future in 48 other companies. So you can also go to Welcome to Forever and go to our investment page to find out more about what those companies are, what they entail, and what we're getting ready to do. The 430 Experience is on the move. We're about to shake up some things, either be a mover and shaker or get shaken and moved around. Which one do you choose to be?
All right, let's get it in.
I also... going to have to get in contact with you. Ms. CJ is going to have to get in contact with you again about getting Melanie Covenant on the show as well.
Okay, we can see what we can do about that.
Yeah, one of your artists that you produce. So
yes,
I'm looking forward to that as well. Well, Reggie, it's good having you. We got one more minute, and thank you, sir, for coming in.
Thank you, DJ,
for coming in. I'm going to play one of my new beats for the CD that me and Ron L. is getting ready to do this summer in June. This is one of the songs that we're going to have on the CD, and I'll be ending it on that note. Peace.
Good night.